What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, meeting with farmers the last few weeks, and a lot of farmers are planning for taxes between government money and maybe a PP check or actually having the bushels and selling $10 cash beans, preparing for taxes, prepaying, getting fertilizer on the ground. I know especially in North Dakota, I've never seen so much ground worked. I've been up there for 5 years now, but I have clients ditching and getting ready. They're getting ready to send all that water right on down to the Red River. So if they don't have tile, they're definitely getting those ditches clean, getting prepared for 2021, which is probably guaranteed to have some fireworks, Don.
No doubt. So what's not hot in this market?
Well, we have the election, and we don't want to talk all political here, if that's a word. But 50% of the people aren't going to be happy, and we're just going to have to live with that. We need to get together as Americans and start moving forward. And it looks like the stock market's already doing that today with the Dow. Just a little bit ago was up 500. But the markets are selling off, and there's several reasons for that, Don, in the grains. Beans are close to 50 cents off their highs, corn close to 30 cents off their highs, and wheat another 30 cents off their highs. So those front-month spreads, that hot basis, all that work of the market had a job to do, and that was to get the bushels out of the farmers' hands. And some farmers actually thought it was a trick. It was no trick. The market wanted your bushels, and hopefully you gave it to them. So the grain markets overall are selling off, and there's reasons for that. I mean, look at our friends in Europe. They're actually starting to shut down overseas in Europe as they try to combat COVID cases and slow down the spread.
Lots going on. Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota. What's hot, what's not in the marketplace?